Rap Sucks Radio. Blah, 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 blah.
We'll see how this one works out.
Why? I believe in us.
That wasn't the greatest count, I'll tell you that much.
Oh.
For me.
Wait. Yeah. Come on. My count is flawless.
What's up, man? How was your day, bro?
Pretty chill. Pretty chill.
Pretty chill. Making.
How was yours?
Oh man, chilling. You know, received some templates in the email and in my email and some After Effects that I got to figure out how to mess with. But
I spent way too much time on that. Yeah, you know, that's just one of those better to have it and not need it type of situations.
Definitely, definitely. What up, y'all? You are live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Trek Light. Oh, just move the camera. That's nice. What up, y'all? You are live on Rap Sucks Radio with your homeboy Trek Light and your fam, Kev Sakota.
Nelly's dead.
We got to not.
Wait, did
that.
I move my camera?
I did.
I
just actually kicked the tripod on accident. But
that's the best Tupac album ever. Kick the tripod.
Kick the tripod. Yeah, man, thank you for tuning in. This is the In Here Tripping Edition, where we drop a new episode 8 p.m. Sunday through Thursday. And the following day, those episodes are available on rapsucksradio.com and also all of your favorite podcast streaming sites, with the exception of Pandora for some odd reason. We just don't get it. It makes no sense. The anger. Crack a can of old head energy and kick it with us. So let's get it started.
you really pro forma that intro there.
I'm working on it, man. I'm trying to get it perfect. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna jump in. You know what? I want to start off with this one. I want to start off with an official. All right. So I had to check to make sure this site wasn't like a satire site before I actually dropped this one. And I don't think it is. So, yo, we found Pac. We found him, yo.
Yes. And courtesy of UTI.com.
Is it UTI or UBI?
Oh, no, UPI.
UPI. I put UBI, Universal Basic Income. We found Tupac, but in Kentucky of all places, which would be a good place to hide, I suppose, if Tupac really wanted to hide. Although, let's check it out. Kentucky governor apologizes to Tupac Shakur for unemployment mix-up. So not only is Tupac in Kentucky, but he's also needs unemployment. Yes, Sharon, he said UTI. Yes. players involved in this are Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear and also Tupac, I suppose. So let's get into it. The governor of Kentucky personally called a resident named Tupac Shakur to apologize for using his unemployment claim and as an example of a prank claim. Kentucky Governor Andy Beshear said during his Monday night news conference that bad apples have been using fake names to file for unemployment during the COVID-19 pandemic. We had somebody apply for this unemployment for Tupac Shakur here in Kentucky, Beshear said. And that person may have thought they were being funny. They probably did, except for the fact that because of them, we had to go through so many other claims. Actually, the claim was not a prank. The rapper who died in 1996. It was not the rapper who died in 1996. This was weirdly written.
You don't say.
The real claim is from a Lexington resident named Tupac Malik Shakur, age 46. So there is that.
Yeah. And I had to double check. I had to double check because the governor's name probably rings a bell. Democratic governor of Kentucky, which was not the most expected thing in the world.
Right.
And of course, it had to be a Democratic governor. Kentucky will never elect another Democrat for the rest of Kentucky.
Hey, you know what, man? Jeff brought up a point that I'm thinking about. 46?
Yeah.
How'd you end up named Tupac Shakur at the age of 46? Like, I was thinking it was a younger person that, you know, who was named by right. a Tupac fan, but age 46 right. is like, whoa, well, you were Tupac all along. Like, you didn't just start being Tupac. Yeah. You were one of the OGs, Tupacs.
This is not the first time that this name has caused him trouble.
It can't be. He did say he filed unemployment on March 13th after the restaurant he works for as a cook closed due to the coronavirus. He said that he was shocked to learn from the governor's news conference that the reason his benefits have not been issued yet is because officials thought his name was a joke. That's kind of crappy at the end of the day.
Not cool, man.
That actually really sucks.
Cool.
Shout out to Jen. What up? Thank you for joining. This is definitely not anything you're used to as far as snapback is concerned. So the longer you stick around, the more I appreciate it. But hey, Jen, how you doing?
Maybe you could sing some Nelly.
I am not singing any Nelly. Oh, man, Isaac just joined. Perfect. Isaac just joined on a Tupac story that he missed. How about that? That is poetic justice for you right there. So yeah,
wow, Kev, nicely done.
So, what, you didn't like the poetic justice line? That was fresh. Come on,
I feel like you were.
Didn't even realize it happened till just this moment. Realize it was all like bang, boom.
Bong. A little bit too smooth.
<That's>, Yeah, I don't know, man. I don't know. Yeah, 46 of the. I think the shocking thing right here is not that his name was Tupac. I think the shocking thing is that he's a 46-year-old named Tupac. It's like, whoa, Tupac Shakur at that. So,
in the good news is that he's still going to get his unemployment probably before most Americans. So, hey,
there's that. Hey, there you go. Being named Tupac.
Words of wisdom.
That's how good things work these days. continuing on, let's just... oh, man, I forgot to change the title on that. Dang. Title of this is Grim Reaper. The Grim Reaper. I don't know why.
Yo. It sounds like a... Is that a RZA character?
Grave. I should have had the title Grave Diggers, and I should have taken the sample. What Resurrecta? Yo, horrorcore had to be the most odd trend in hip hop ever, right?
It was odd because we just jumped right into it like it was meant to be, and it was absolutely not something that was necessary in any kind of way.
It was crazy.
It was so unnecessary.
So wait, Onyx would be the original horrorcore group. Am I tripping or no?
I don't know if I would. I don't know.
Right, because Brother Lynch Hung was doing it before there was a thing. Then I remember Grave Diggers was the quintessential horrorcore group, but I don't remember any others. I don't remember any others. Isaac, who's the first horrorcore group then? If it's not Onyx or whatever, because I can't think of any others outside of Gravediggers. Like I said, I know Brother Lynch Hung was doing horrorcore stuff before, but I don't remember any others. I thought that was Gravediggers. I thought Gravediggers was on Def Jam.
Gravediggers was on Gravediggers was on a G Street.
Oh, he's on. Boom. So there was another. So there was a horrorcore group on Def Jam that predated the actual trend, or was the first official. Oh yeah, that's right. I remember now. I remember. Yeah, Russell Simmons' nephew. I remember the story. I don't remember the name of the group, but yeah, still the oddest. Oddest.
Not crew.
No, it wasn't crew.
Okay.
Nah. Just Another Case was like the least horrorcore song ever.
Yeah.
yo, so check this out. All of this to lead up to this topic. So a lawyer is planning to travel around Florida dressed as the Grim Reaper to the beaches that open prematurely. This is sourced by Bored Panda. the So this is funny because we had the other situation where people were dressing up as ghosts. Was that in Indonesia?
Right.
Dressing up as
Singapore.
Singapore. Singapore to scare.
Singapore, yeah.
Flatliners. Thank you. Thanks. See?
Oh.
Look at those.
Nice.
See? So I'm glad Isaac joined. Good job, man. Yeah, so we had the situation in Singapore where people were dressing up as ghosts to scare people from from being out on the streets during the coronavirus pandemic. And now we have a man planning to dress up as the Grim Reaper to at beaches to remind people about social dangers of social distancing. So, yeah. His name is Daniel Ulfelder.
He doesn't need to buy a vowel.
At all. Name. That is a heck of a name, a heck of a last name. So yeah, but it's oddly enough, it's inspired by something that happened in New Zealand, a public service campaign where a person dresses up as the infamous Swim Reaper to promote water safety. So there's that.
Poetic justice.
Yo, the Swim Reaper is amazing.
That's my rap name.
The Swim Reaper. Right? Horrible band names, horrible or great band names, and horrible or great rap names. The Swim Reaper is right there at the bottom. It's right down on the bottom of the list. Oh, I'm curious what the effect is supposed to be here. So he's going to dress up as the Grim Reaper and walk along the beach.
Yeah, you know what the effect is that he's going to get his ass whipped. What's he going to do? Fight? He's dressed in all black. He's already probably dehydrated.
For real.
He's not up to the challenge.
I don't think he's ready for it. I don't think he's ready for it at all. I also think he also is trying to raise money for Democrats running for federal office.
Oh, okay.
I'm not
That's
sure.
A good message.
It's a. I mean, the Grim Reaper. I don't know, man. I don't know. How is he raising money? Is he walking around with a donation bucket and a sickle?
Oh man.
I mean, who?
This is terrible.
Who's gonna look over at that? Somebody who's breaking whatever social distance rule because they don't believe it's a thing. Whatever, you can believe it or not. That's fine by me. But my thing is, who? If that person happens to not believe, did they look over at this person dressed as the Grim Reaper and go, "Oh, yeah, 6 feet. You're right."
By the way, though, is that actually that? Is that? Oh no, that's the picture in the article is from the New Zealand campaign. Because that picture is dope.
Yeah, that picture is super dope.
Okay. I guarantee you the dude in Florida does not look like that. The dude in Florida is like wearing a black raincoat over his head and he doesn't have the production value.
Not at all.
I guarantee you.
But that picture Florida. In New Zealand is fresh. Mark, love, quit yeah. going. Mark, stop trying to fight people on this podcast, man. You got it. No. No fighting.
Mark. Well, he came in.
He came in
Mark
ready
Love
to,
came in hot.
Ready to fight.
He came in hot.
Oh man, yeah. So that, yeah, I'm curious about this as well. I hope there's a follow up to this story because I'd like to see along with I want to make sure two things I want to know off of this podcast. I want to know that Tupac got his unemployment check, and I want to know that the Grim Reaper, whether the Grim Reaper thing actually worked, whether he raised any money or not.
And I have a question for you because you brought up social distancing. Have you had any weird social distancing experiences while you've been out and about, like where people are clearly just being stupid?
No, I have not. It's an odd.
Oh, that's good.
I had an odd fist bump moment at work where the.
Oh, well.
I was that's... like, okay, wait, what? Is this happening? Yeah, like it was like a 10-second back and forth.
You matrix the fist bump?
Yeah, like it was like, it's like all right. Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. I know what to do. I was nervous. What up, Fly? What's going on, bro? What up, Ling, if you stayed around?
Because you see people on social media talking about, oh, man, these people today were getting too close to me, and I had to go off on them, and I'm like, just relax.
Relax.
And then I go to the grocery store, and it's early in the morning, I'm minding my own business, and this old man comes up to me with no mask on, which, like, I honestly don't care.
Right.
Like, I'm going to stay away from you regardless. It would be better if you wore a mask, whatever. But then wants to ask me where I got something that's in my cart and wants to try and touch it.
Nope.
So that's how close I was, like.
Well, but see, the thing is, that's something you shouldn't do. Period.
Anyway.
Yeah, that's not just a social distancing thing. That's just a.
Yeah, I pulled the.
Yo, back up, son. Wait, what are you doing? Yeah, nah. People are wild, though, dude, because the best. Okay, I'm going to tell you one of these things. One of the best things that's come from this is that people have to stand back when they're in line. I think I said this on this show before.
Me too. Yeah.
Because honestly, I used to be like being in the store and like having people stand like right on top of you while you're in line. It's like, yo, back up. So the fact that now I'm pointing at the feet or the X's on the floor, like stand right there. Don't stand close to me. Stand right there.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I don't even feel like it's been an issue, honestly. Cause I go once every 2 weeks or whatever. So I kind of have a lot of stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, yeah.
Relatively speaking. So, you know, I'm like, if you want to get in back of me in line, whatever. It's 8 a.m. There's nobody here. That's your choice.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
I will respect your choice, but whatever. But nah. Yeah. People are crazy, man. Honestly, every day I always say that if it wasn't for the threat of impending doom and death and destruction, this is fantastic. And every day it becomes a little bit easier to trade off the threat of.
Yeah. If you know. People weren't losing their lives, I'd be like, okay, so the environment is cleaner. People are not standing right next to me everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Everywhere.
Yep.
And
everywhere.
Yeah, I'm max, and I don't have to drive in to work every day. But you know,
gas people is lose, cheaper. You don't have cheaper. To drive to work.
But people are losing their jobs and their lives. I don't know if I'd trade that. But at the same time, it is a little much. just a tad bit better.
I can see all my favorite DJs right here.
Right here. Matter of fact, tomorrow night I will be on After Rap Sucks Radio. I'll be on Snapback Live.
I said my favorite.
I know. DJs, so. I was answering that. I'm one of your favorite DJs. I know that. All right, y'all. So thank y'all for tuning in. This has been Rap Sucks Radio. Once again, this is the In Here Tripping Edition where we drop a new episode 8 o'clock Sunday through Thursday. Isaac, check back in, man. You got the facts in there. I know I saw somebody hop in. I don't know if he's still here, so let me just make sure real quick.
Oh, was he?
Yeah, I think I saw him hop in real quick. So, catch us on rapsucksradio.com if you missed part of this episode, you want to catch the rest or any of your favorite podcasting platforms with the exception of Pandora for some odd reason. And we are out of here. On the count of three, we say peace. 1, 2, 3. Peace. We out, y'all.